Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Samuel Manuel, joined by the lovely Cricket Douglas, and you are listening to He Hears Even the Cricket in the Corner. Thank you for joining us. What are we talking about today, Miss Cricket?
Sam, I thought that we would start at the bottom, talking about laying the foundation.
Nice. Considering where we work, it's a word that we use frequently, so much so that it can become common, but both you and I have had conversations where we've looked back at what the foundation really means to us, meaning our foundation as individuals and what that looks like for us. So you want to kick us off with that?
Sure. You know, as you and I both know, we work at a foundation company. We help change lives for people. And in our lives, there is a foundation that has already been laid for us. And it's the foundation of God. And that's where we're anchored at. And I looked up the process of laying the foundation. And it's different levels that you take to secure that it's stable. Mm. And on a daily, our first laying of our foundation is to seeking God. And, you know, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I think about the word righteousness because he wants us to be in righteousness with him. As we are in righteousness with him, it'll allow us, the pour that we get from him, to be righteous with everyone that we come in contact with. Mm. And I think that's a good thing because he don't want any cracks in his foundation. Mm-hmm. Because it won't hold up. Mm. A crack in his foundation is like he's not stable. Mm. And you know, the word and the life that we live, if it's unstable, then where are we getting that from? What have we allowed to penetrate in us to keep us from serving God as we should?
Mm. Yeah, and sometimes when we see those cracks or just see telltale signs of a bigger issue, we have to revisit it. We have to know what is our foundation. And I think, and I'll speak for myself, but growing up, I did grow up in a Christ-centered household. My dad's a pastor, my mom's a missionary. And it was frequent that we just knew what we knew around scripture. And like what I was saying earlier with the foundation piece, like we use that word so often so it can become common, although it's such a great word and holds such great meaning. I think growing up, it wasn't until I was 16 or so where I really started questioning what was my foundation as an individual, not just as being part of my family and the things that were kind of instilled as like core values for our family, but truly finding what that looked like for myself. And that's kind of where I really doubled down on seeing what my relationship with Christ looked like. And that led me to looking at my foundation related to construction with what you were saying with the house. Like you see that there's an issue within. We talk about it all the time here at where we work about how you identify the issue and then you have to come up with a solution. And so I was trying to look for solutions because I felt that my foundation was weak because I was relying on the foundation that my parents have made for me, which of course is a vital and crucial part of this and part of growing up and part of having a family and being part of a family. But you do have your individual foundation as well, and you need to ensure the stability of that.
And you know, even the process of pouring the foundation, water is an essential element that is used. And I looked at the process of curing. That means you have to have that water there. And just like each day, we have to have the living water in our lives to keep us hydrated, mm-hmm. not to be dehydrated, because that also causes complications in our lives. It's funny how we can relate the foundation of work to the foundation in our lives. And we want to be standing, not wavering in our word and in our beliefs and in our walk with God. And, you know, I was saying about the cracks, you know, we talk about here on a job, the sidewalks that are in the crack that makes it unsafe. for the homeowners to walk on or a delivery man. But what about the cracks in our lives? You know, what do we use? Here is the poly. What do we use to seal up those cracks in our lives?
With you saying that, I'm thinking about one of two ways. And, you know, here at work, we go with poly because it's the best solution, right? It's proven to work. And so if we fill those cracks with something that's proven, such as Christ, such as scripture, such as God glorifying things, then we have that confidence in it and restoration even. Whereas if there was something that is just either it's not proven or it's a temporary fix, or you just don't do anything about it at all, you're susceptible to having it cave in and having it further damage be done. And you're just always going to be at risk of, your safety is at risk.
That's good. And at here at work, with the foundation of the cracks in the sidewalk, you know, they use three methods: the poly, the sealant, which is the Nexus, or the concrete protection. So that's added protection that you get. And in terms of God, that helps us, you know, the Holy Spirit, it just seals us daily. You know, we got that added protection from Him. But it all comes from that first thing, that laying of the foundation. Even if nature can affect the foundation of a home. As the roots grow under the ground, you know, that can penetrate and cause problems. We as believers, and I don't say this lightly, I say it truthfully. I don't call myself a Christian anymore because that word is just thrown out there, and because you got to look at the life. I call myself a believer, and who I truly believe in and who I'm anchored to, and that pouring, you know, it's a daily thing that we get liquefied with that living water. And it's so many elements that we use here to keep the foundation of the customer's home stabilized. And we get a warranty. You know, that's a guarantee that we stand behind our word. As with God, He gives us a guarantee through His Son, Jesus Christ. That guess what? We can bank on that. We can bank on it. And it's an eternal thing. And it's not temporarily. Each day coming here and being with you, Sam, I mean, how God puts people in your life, and it's a blessing that we can do this. And as with yourself, I know we pray that it can be taken further.
Yes.
As we look at, like we said, being in a construction company. And being constructive with God. You know, we have challenges here on the job, but we have challenges in our lives. We have choices here on the job, but we have choices in our lives. But there's always consequences. As the salesman go out and pitch a sale in all earnesty, and the customer buys into it because they want results, better results. And as God, not being a salesman, but who He is, He gives us a challenge. And being here on earth, I thought about this the other day. I said, wow. I said, we are here. But God knew it would be a challenge for us. But we got to make the right choice, His choice, in order not to bear the consequences that His Son has bared for us. It's like a daily pour for me.
And I'm so thankful and constantly reminded every time that we speak how beautifully God crafted your mind to see Him in everything that we do, because you can. And I know a lot of people may think it's silly that we're relating it so much to work. Well, we also have to think we spend 40 hours a week here, so it's something that consumes a lot of our time.
And then you look at it like this: He is our source, and this job is our resource.
Yeah.
this job is our resource. Yeah. So he is in everything. Yeah. I mean, what?
He put us here for a reason.
That's right.
He put us together so we could sitting here having this conversation.
Yeah, and, that's right.
And admiring everything else that he put in place. And I just think that's a beautiful thing, because we can be just kind of complacent in life and move through it and just kind of go through the motions. Or we can ask, why are we here? Why are we here now? What's something my dad always said is, what is the point of that? Mm-hmm. What is the point of it? Why are we here? Not only to, fulfill our roles and to carry out what we're here in our position to do, but as individuals, I believe we have greater purposes than just kind of to eat, sleep, and do all those things.
Yeah.
And I even think to the scripture, which is where we look to one of the places we look to hear from God apart from a prayer. And it even speaks about a house and its foundation and being built. So I'm going to include some of that scripture here, which I'm going to read from Matthew 7:24-27. And it's titled "The Wise and the Foolish Builders." Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
That's amazing.
I know. Look at that. Like, how many years later after this is written? Many, many years later. And here we are sitting, working for the company that we have, and sitting here reflecting on these things pertaining to us in this time. And this is still relevant.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about, as I stated earlier, I was looking at how a foundation is laid. Mm-hmm. It's first laid through preparation. Mm-hmm. And the owner had a vision. Mm-hmm. He has workers to take that vision to a higher place. Mm-hmm. Just as God, he had a vision. Mm-hmm. He had a vision for us to live a peaceful life and in harmony, and take the other workers and take them higher. And as we grow as a company, and as we grow as believers, it's like we are in another realm, as we hear say redefined. Mm-hmm. We're redefining what God had for us. We're making it better. And how it gets better is staying rooted and grounded on that foundation. Mm. Not wavering.
Yeah.
Just know where you're at. And like you said, a house that's not built right, mm-hmm. the wind will blow, the rain will come, and it'll go back down. Mm. But the thing about that going down, Sam, guess what? It's going right back where it come from, the earth. Mm. And it's like being in a potter's hand. Mm. You can do it again. Mm. You can do it again. And that's where redefine is, making it better than what it was.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also something that we need to be aware of is what the world and the culture tells us, how we are to build versus what Christ tells us. And I have noted here that it tells us to build on success and relationships and feelings and other personal achievements, which aren't inherently bad things. However, they are more subjective things and not objective things. They're dependent on man. And with that, naturally, as fallen people, it's just that's, you know, it's not as solid as building on a foundation of God's truths, because they're unchanging. They're unwavering. His love and his purpose for us, those are the things that we need to strive to build on and live our life to live out and reflect those things. And as a result of putting his things first, then we can reap the successes and the relationships and feelings and personal achievements. It's a product of it. It's, mm-hmm. it's not the main thing. It's a benefit of it.
Because we've incorporated him,
yeah,
into the equation.
First and foremost.
That's right. Just like to submit the foundation, you got to incorporate that water. Mm. The water, you got to have that water in order for the molding to take place, the pouring to take place. And there's no way around it. We have to have him daily in our lives. Mm.
I also want to bring up another place in scripture where it speaks of the foundation, just to furthermore solidify the correlation we're speaking of here. And in Ephesians 2, 19 through 22, it says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit."
I love what it says. He's the chief cornerstone.
Chief cornerstone. It's beautiful.
It's not a small thing. It's big. Being with him. And he is allowing us to build off of him.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets bigger, bigger, and better and better.
And it's not like, even that saying of chief cornerstone, what a cornerstone is in general is where you build off of. And it's not like he's separating us from him. He is establishing himself and inviting us to build off of him and to depend on his strength and to be the initial and primary structure to where we build ourselves off of.
Yeah.
So reflecting on our conversation that we've had here today, I just think it's important that we have some practical applications of how to strengthen our foundation. First and foremost, what are some of the things I know that I do first thing in the morning and all throughout the day, but what's some things that we can do to help strengthen that foundation?
I pray. Yeah. And I take into the fact that I'm not here by myself. And I want to treat people the way I want to be treated. Exercise the power that God has given me. And most importantly to me is to stand. Stand where he has me at. And don't waver in my faith, Sam, because it's so important. You know, like I said earlier, challenges come, but that water, it makes it all better.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you do?
I definitely start my day with scripture, hearing from God, seeking his word. I know something we both practice is prayer, being able to pray and communicate with him and hear from him. Communication is a big thing in a relationship, and that's what we have with him as believers. And what you were saying, like just standing in that, that's your faith in action, living it out day by day, not only to reinforce your beliefs of God throughout each day with whatever trials may come or successes or any of the mix of it. You just continue to reinforce your foundation and belief. But another thing, like what we're doing here, is your community and accountability. We have each other as fellow believers, and we surround ourselves with each other, have these conversations, and it's just a compound effect of all the things we talk about previously. But one scripture in particular I know that you are fond of.
From the book of Proverbs 27:17, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." And I think that's so fitting for as a time as this, because it's so mystical how God orchestrates our lives. You know, you coming in and I'm sitting up front seeing you, I never thought in a million years that we'd be sitting here now sharpening each other with the word of God. And it's been life-changing for me, Sam.
Me too.
I truly love you. I mean,
I love you too.
I get so emotional. it's just a blessing. It really is, because sometimes when you feel like you're by yourself and you're believing everything going on around you, it's good when you can look up and see that light coming. Like when you come in and you smile, and you know, that just makes your day. You know that you're not alone. If I'm like, oh, Sam, you know, I could come to you and sit down and we can talk, and you can come to me and you can sit down and talk. And it's truly a blessing. You know, each day with everything that's going on, you got to have a good community and someone to hold you accountable and keep you on the right path, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Not let your shoestrings get tied and trip yourself up.
Yep. And I thank God, and this attests to his purpose and intention with everything, for us to be able to be here working at the same company, have had these discussions that we've had and have each other. But even, and I know there's difficulty around it sometimes, but you being the first person people see when they walk in that door, and how we strive to be a reflection of Christ.
Yes.
How beautiful is it that you can give him a greeting and you have these discussions, and you're such a wise person, and God has given you that gift, and you're in a position to where you can share that.
It's strange because I used to sit in the back, and I asked God to move me up front, and I did. I prayer walked around the desk, and out of the blue, I was asked to sit up there, and I just like packed up everything and moved.
Yeah.
And that first day, not knowing, you know, I wanted to be where it's warm and peaceful at, and not knowing that I was a conduit for him, you know. But it's always, we're never on a job. It's a missionary blessing that we do because we're ambassadors of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone ever to walk in there and say, ooh, that's a cold, old place. You know, because that's not God. He's not cold, because his light draws us to him. And it's truly a blessing. Glad I'm there. Grateful. Not glad. Grateful I'm there. And we have our challenges, but the word, it gets me to 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And through the day, and I come back. And I keep coming back and keep coming back.
Yeah. It's a blessing. That's how we got to look at it all, whether good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it through a perspective of, why does God have me here?
Yeah.
And how can this help strengthen me? But I've appreciated our conversation here today. And I think before we close out, if I could just say a prayer, that'd be
nice. Yes, that would be nice, Sam.
Let's do that. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for our time that Miss Cricket and I get to sit here and speak of things of you, Lord, and just reflect on our life and just day in and day out, the challenges that come with it, and just the position you've put us in, Lord, for us to look at it, not just through the typical worldly mentality and perspective that we gravitate towards as fallen people, but a greater perspective, Lord, one that is in line with yours, Lord. And we see things through that, and how we as believers can live out and reflect you, Lord. I pray that we do that in everything that we do, and that those around us can see that as well, and feel that warmth of yours, Lord. And I pray for you to use this for your glory, and in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.